RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, broadcasting down here in Central Florida on a very dreary day down here. And I'm starting to fit in here a little bit better than I thought I would. Making a lot of friends. And, you know, it's kind of funny being down here in Florida that you find out that all the men here dress kind of alike. Flip-flops, cargo pants, and Hawaiian t-shirts or Hawaiian shirts. And there's an old saying that if you're not a retiree, you're believed to be a stuntman. So there's a rumor flying around about me right now that the new guy on the block here is a stuntman that's moved here from California. And I'm not going to mess up that rumor. I kind of like that rumor. It sounds a little more glamorous than saying Steve, I-C-U-R-N. So I'm going to stick with it. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path, and your host today is Stuntman Steve. So let's go back in time here. Last week was my first broadcast, and I wanted to clear the air on something. It came to my attention last week through a caller to my show that another host had actually not mentioned my name but my profession and thought that I might be kind of damaged goods to the field that I work for, the medical field, and to Big Pharma. Well, if that host is listening today, I want to reassure you that nobody owns Steve Elkins. Nobody owns me. I walk to my own drum and answer to myself and a higher calling. I can stand toe-to-toe with physicians and have in the past, as I am a patient advocate, and I will do no harm. That is my sworn oath. It's the nurse's Hippocratic oath, you might say. So I want to reassure that host on RBN that I'm not a threat and I'm not siding with the establishment. I'm very much out there pointing out the errors of the medical industrial complex and big pharma, and plan on having a show on vaccine injury, the fraud of vaccines, very big on that topic. I'm hoping to get somebody from Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines and probably talk to Mary Toko, who's also an expert in the field, and others. This is a primary goal of mine, to stop all this fraud in the vaccine industry and mandatory vaccines. I have four grandchildren, another one on the way. Believe me, this is a concern. And if I didn't have grandchildren, I'd still be concerned because it takes away your rights. And I'm all for personal rights. So I'm glad that has been cleared the air on that. I am not a threat. We are on the same team. Okay, we're all working together, all part of the same team. John Stadmiller is the quarterback of this team. And I'm happy to be here to doing my part to bring in truth and outing the corruption and the deceivers. And when you learn something here on RBN, whether it be on my show or another RBN host show, please do not just hold on to that information. Share that information with others. The truth movement can't grow if you keep it to yourself. So please share the information you learn here on RBN. It's a great network. Happy to be part of it. Well, let's see what I got on my docket here today. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm not going to be shucking and jiving. Mr. Ron McDonald, I thank you last week for being the first host on my show. I appreciate that. Good man. Good man, Charlie Brown. So, well, let's discuss what's going on a little bit today. There's been a lot of stuff in the last couple of days. We've seen a lot of stories to take our attention away, take our focus away from what we first started out on. And that would be the Hillary Clinton scandal, the Uranium One deal, her collusion with the Russians. And we were on that for a little while. Of course, mainstream media is not really emphasizing that at all. They have no intention of really doing that. This is a very powerful family, the Clinton family. The Clinton criminal cabal, I guess you could pretty much say. Anybody that crosses these people doesn't live very long. And I think Jeff Sessions pretty much reiterated that. He doesn't want to take on the Clintons. He has no intention of taking on Hillary or the indiscretions or crimes of past. The 37,000 emails that disappeared, hard drives that were scrubbed, all the other things. It's such a pile on this woman. It's amazing. And nobody wants to do their job, which when I talked to Ron McDonald about it, I said, how can we force these people, the attorney general, the FBI director, to do their jobs? And then there's a little term called the writ of mandamus. And that's basically where you seek a higher court to force the inferior courts below them to basically show the proof, or basically your investigation is shut down. Now, this Russian collusion thing with Donald Trump pretty much started the day after he won the nomination of presidency, started right after, because Hillary thought she had it in the bag. And actually, I thought she might have had it in the bag also with the fraud and deception with the voting, the rigging of the votes through that fraction magic programming. But it didn't happen. That's why she did not write her concession speech. She thought she had it in the bag. But, you know, Robert Mueller is out there, and he's still beating that dead horse, really. There is no Russian collusion, at least not on Donald Trump's part. Let me make a little characterization here. I've met a lot of people in my life, and not everybody's been honest. And actually, my family, we're big-time swimmers, competitive swimmers. I have a sister who made the 1980 Olympic team. And we had a lot of trips to Cincinnati, Ohio. Swam at the Keating Natatorium. That was named after Charles Keating. And if you might remember that name, Charles Keating was the fall guy for the SNL loan bailouts and all that fraud that went along with that in the 80s. Well, if you look back far enough, I'm sure you can find pictures of myself, my sister, my parents, my dad, talking to Charles Keating, because he was a huge swimming fan. Actually, his son made the Olympic team also, I think 80 and 84. Very good swimmer. And so if you look back, you'll find pictures of the Elkins family talking to Charles Keating. Well, does that mean that I'm guilty of corruption? Does that mean I'm guilty of corruption just by association of talking to somebody? So what's being done right now is Mueller is finding people that have spoken to Russian people, diplomats. And that's kind of a normal process, really, if you think about it. You're going to speak to a lot of people. And that doesn't mean a thing other than you're being cordial and you're doing the right thing, because that's what you do. You talk to people. And in the future, you may end up working with those people. But that doesn't mean you were fixing anything whatsoever. So this draw in to Donald Trump that he was working with the Russians to fix the elections. Well, we know that it's a witch hunt. There's nothing there. If there was, it would have happened long ago. And he would be out of office right now. He'd be impeached, and Mike Pence would be stepping up to the plate to be the president of the United States. So we know this is a scam. It's just another way to take your focus off of Hillary Clinton, because nobody's touching this anymore. They're not even talking about it. So now we get on to the false flags. Well, we have false flags all the time. It seems like every week, at least one every week. You had the Vegas shootings. You had a guy in Manhattan that took a Home Depot truck through a crowd of bicyclists, killed some people there. We had hurricanes in Florida, Texas, Puerto Rico. Just everything. Every time you turn around, there's another false flag or a horrific event. The North California fires. I actually escaped that, thank God, by a week. And on my trip down to Florida. So there's plenty of reasons, plenty of things to take your focus off your original target, what you were looking at first of all, which would have been the Hillary Clinton scandal and the Uranium One deal and Benghazi and everything else. And, the emails, the hard drives, it just all adds up. I've never seen so much corruption on one person alone that had this much corruption. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Well, I've been down here 5-6 weeks now. We finally moved from our vacation rental along the water to an actual house off the water. And we'll be down here for about a year in this one location and look for possibly buying a house after that. But I got accepted pretty fast. We have neighbors over by us, and most of them, well, some of them are snowbirds. Some of them actually live here. And we got brought in pretty fast to invited into their little clique, their little group of people, which is really nice. And we have a little ritual every 5 o'clock where we all get together and sit around in a circle. There's about 6 or 7 of us. And we talk about the day's events. We talk about our families. And occasionally we talk about politics. Well, they have no idea of what I am doing, if I have a show or, political show on RBN. They do now, because I told them. They kind of figured it out after a while when I started talking about in depth about false flags and things like that, because they'd never heard the term before. So I'm educating people along the way. But it's kind of interesting. You can determine pretty fast what news sources they use. And it's the rhetoric, their verbatim topic matter. And they'll sound just like CNN, MSNBC, or Fox. And I have to, unfortunately, watch these shows, these networks, and I hear the language, and then when I hear somebody speak it perfect, verbatim, I know that's where you're getting your news source. I have yet to hear anybody from Russia TV, Russia Today at all, verbatim conversation or opinions. Maybe they don't have it. I think it's one of the most valuable resources I have found on cable TV for news. And I did bump across NPR the other day. Now, they are trying to establish themselves as more of a credible source of news. I think they're taking advantage of mainstream media losing a lot of viewers because of all the fake news. And I'm going to say fake news because a lot of it is. Let's say fake and fluff news. I like the fluff news, too, because a lot of it's fluff news. I don't care about some of these topics, and I'm not sure. Most people probably don't. But they're going to give it to you anyway. I say those fluff stories should be on Entertainment Tonight or TMZ. Don't waste my time with things I don't care about, and that don't affect my life. So so we're talking in this circle of people here, 6 or 7 people. It's called Tea Time, 5 o'clock every day, Tea Time. We all show up. And it was started by a little woman in the group who is from Scotland, super nice lady. And nobody's drinking tea, by the way. That's just the little thing. Tea time is not really tea. Everybody has a cocktail, but we're sharing stories, we're sharing experiences. And I determined really fast, like I said, what news sources they were watching. Well, the topic came up with Sergeant Bergdahl. Now, you remember this guy. He was out in Iraq, and he ended up wandering off the military base in Iraq and right into the hands of the Iraqis and was taken captive and held for a couple of years, I believe. And I believe they sent out five soldiers on a party to find him and bring him back. And I believe one died of that five. So it was later on when he was returned back in a trade for prisoners, they handed him back over. And he was a hero at first. I'm not sure why captives are heroes, but he was deemed a hero. And then they finally said, well, wait a minute, he's a traitor. So bottom line is they started to prosecute him as being a deserter, a traitor. And it had me thinking, because what I have heard from mainstream media and the paper sources, whatever, is kind of building that case that he was just a guy who wandered off the base. He's a deserter. He's a traitor. Then I started thinking about some of his case, saying that he had mental illness prior to coming in the military, which brought me back to a personal story I want to share with you. When I was 20 years old, I actually enlisted in the Air Force, did 4 years and basic training in Lackland, later on being transferred to a little base in Oklahoma called Altus. You can hardly even find it near Lawton, Oklahoma. At the time, it was a town of like 30,000 people, 20,000 were military, and 10,000 farmers and their daughters. They hated our guts. Going off base, it wasn't pleasant. It was a four-year stint I did and got out of the military. Went back to college on a GI Bill and got into nursing school and finished up there at IU School, Indiana University. So what the story I'm getting to as far as relates to Sergeant Bergdahl, and that when I was at the AFES station, we all went through testing. I did really well on my testing. I could have gone to any branch I wanted to. At that time, I had no medical experience. I wish I'd studied on that a little bit. They actually have tests on this stuff, AFES, for going in the military branches so you can bone up on stuff. So if you're thinking about going in the military, get one of those study guides and study your butt off on what area you want to go into, and you'll do well and go in that area. But we did the entrance exams, and then we had a verbal kind of an interview. We went one by one into this office, and I think it's a tech sergeant interviewed us and basically asked a series of questions. And they're pretty simple questions, you know. At that time, they'd ask the questions, which is funny now because we have a don't ask, don't tell policy. But they'd ask questions, are you homosexual, this and that. Have you ever taken drugs? You ever done this and that? And, you know, you answer the questions. And somebody grades you, I assume. He grades you and whether you're acceptable for military or not. So there was no problem on my part. I walked out and sat down and I got the thumbs up, but we were sitting there waiting for going to the next stage, and he finally walked out, the sergeant, and he was so frustrated. He looked at the remaining people that possible recruits sitting there in chairs and said, please, when you come in my office, don't be so honest. This guy I got in here now is singing like a canary. He's confessed to everything. So, I mean, either he was just whacked out nuts, maybe he had mental illness, I don't know. But the sergeant said, it's very hard to get people like that in the military because he's confessed to everything. So he gave a warning to the other recruits before going in, please don't be so honest if you really want to go into the military. So we all did our little stint there, and turns out that nobody, the branches he wanted to go into and wouldn't accept him. Only one branch in the military accepted this confessor. That was the Army. They actually took this guy, which had me thinking then about the Sergeant Bergdahl thing. When he went in 9 years ago, I believe he had 9 years of service prior, there was a little thing, the Pentagon, they were needing a lot more recruits. So they kind of lowered the bar, standards, acceptability. to allow more people to go in the military. We found people that had some jail time going in, people had drug use history going in the military. We'll finish up on the backside of this break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. We're talking about the Sergeant Bergdahl case here, which just concluded, and looks like he was looking at some prison time. So going back to my little experience here, how I was went in the military, and there were evidently some of those people that were allowed in the military back when I was going in that should have never been in the military. And since we've been engaged in a war in Iraq and Afghanistan for 16 years now. And the Pentagon dropped the ball, basically needing more recruits. Of course, you need more recruits when you're going to invade other countries with your nation building and spreading your democracy by sword. So I looked at the situation. My wife kind of opened my eyes. I stepped off the path and went on off the beaten path, basically. That's the reason I came with up the title of this show, is that we've kind of end up being molded to walk a certain pathway. And that happens through mainstream media. It happens through what we read and some of our associations. And so this show is basically looking off, walking off the beaten path, looking outside the box. So she had me thinking about Sergeant Bergdahl, probably having some prior mental illness going in the military. And of course, it doesn't get any better. It gets worse. You take you away from your family, post-traumatic stress later on when you're captured, which probably ended, augmented his mental illness on top of it. But so you have those two factors, mental illness proper, probably going into the military, getting worse, and then being captive with the post-traumatic stress. So, he was looking at prison time and even possibly death, which is interesting because nobody's been executed for deserting, as far as I can know, long, long time, probably back maybe World War I, but not to my knowledge in recent times. So the question I have for you is, if he did indeed have mental illness and was allowed to enter the military, then really the accountability for that happening and him walking off his base, you'd almost have to be mentally ill to walk off a base, a secure base, into enemy hands. Something's wrong with you to do that in the first place. But so the accountability would fall directly on the shoulders of the military. Of course, they're not taking any responsibility on this. And I know how paperwork kind of gets shuffled and disappears and ends up in a trash can, which we call Chapter 13 or File Cabinet 13. And, this happens. Paperwork disappears. So if they want to build a case against this young man, and evidently it didn't stick. I'm really surprised it didn't stick, that they didn't get their way and sent him to prison forever. And they end up getting, I believe, a bad conduct discharge or something like that. I think it's a bad conduct discharge he got, but which is different than a dishonorable. I'm going to have to do a little research on the break on that one. But he did get a bad conduct discharge. But the question to you is, was that the right decision? I think it was. I'm not even sure. It's hard to say. If somebody has mental illness and they were accepted, did he do anything wrong? He's mentally ill. So his punishment of a bad conduct discharge really is something that's going to stay with him forever. Very similar to a convict getting out of prison who has a label attached to him now of dishonesty, unworthiness, non-trusting. And so how does the convict, or in this case, Sergeant Bergdahl, move on with his life if nobody will hire him? Nobody will give him a chance. He's been labeled bad goods, damaged goods. So, he actually is being punished. He's in another prison of a sort, not in a confined prison, in a military prison, but another prison of isolation and unable to be a productive person. So the question is, was that the right decision? And I understand that a soldier did die trying to save him and retrieve him. But this is a touchy situation. Another break coming, and we'll talk here soon. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Off the Beaten Path. We're talking about the Sergeant Bergdahl case, and let me just recap. He got a bad conduct discharged, which I say is kind of a label on you for the rest of your life. You're tainted goods. Nobody's going to really want you, kind of like a convict getting out of prison. And we know the convict that gets out of prison, he may try to get a job. And, of course, that questionnaire, the interview,
the application itself will say, have you ever been convicted of a felony, jail time, or something of that sort? And of course, you have to answer honestly, because they're going to do these security checks even more so now because of the war on terrorism. And they're going to find out you lied. And so you're excluded off the bat. I'd like to know what the percentage of actual convicts actually get jobs when they leave prison. And I understand that within 2 to 3 years, majority of them, 80%, return back to prison. So it's not looking good. So Sergeant Bergdahl basically has a title, a label attached to him, and his life is never going to be the same. And so this is a question I had for the listening audience. How do you treat this? The government dropped the ball, allowed him in with mental illness because they needed recruits, and things go wrong. I have to ask myself, the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, those recruits who did the stupid things of stacking naked detainees on top of each other. I mean, this is what happens when you lower the bar of acceptance and bring in people who shouldn't be in the military. And it does represent our nation, or represents our military, to think we're a bunch of thugs. So we're going to go to the phones here. Thomas in New Mexico, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I like to slightly change the – it's a little different topic, but regarding about what you're – share, is it okay if I share something? It's a little off the topic.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, but regarding what you were talking about, I am prior military, and I have witnessed witchcraft in the military taking place. I have witnessed Freemasons when I was in the military out at Fort Bliss, Texas. And now that I know what patriotism, the flag is actually a Masonic symbol. It's not for our freedom. The 13th stripes on the flag is an Illuminati number. And there was a former host on RBN, Clint Richardson, that wrote a long thing on his blog about what I'm saying, that the Constitution is not for freedom. It actually takes away our freedoms. And Brother David Carrico, a friend of mine that I did radio broadcasts with, also got this out. And another woman by the name of Diane Reedy, former stenographer in Washington, that grabbed the microphone and shared a prophetic message back in the year 2013. She wasn't a nutcase. She wasn't crazy. And she did give a real prophetic word of truth back in 2013. So I wouldn't join the military. And I don't vote anymore. I didn't vote for Trump or for Clinton. I don't vote. I do believe Donald Trump is a Scottish satanic Freemason. And I do believe that he has an agenda, an evil agenda, just like the rest of them, all the rest of the presidents. With that, the reason why I say that is because we don't have no freedom in the United States. And the reason why I can say that is because there are thousands of targeted individuals. Have you heard of the word TI, targeted individual, before?
No, I never have. No.
You haven't? Well, there are people that are being persecuted. I've been in touch with Scott Hensler that has a radio broadcast, and he's being persecuted. He's a TI, and I'm in touch with Julia Thompson. I'm also in touch with, I also know Deborah Tavares. A lot of people that are longtime listeners of RBN, I'm sure they've heard of Deborah Tavares. She's been on RBN. She's a targeted individual.
Actually, I know Deborah, and she told me the story how she was targeted. I actually know her personally.
Yeah.
She's a good person.
Yeah, I spoke to somebody that's best friends with her, and she told me that she don't know if Deborah's dead or alive. I haven't heard.
She's alive. She's alive.
She is.
Yeah, I saw her at a meeting about a month before I left for California. I met her. She's alive and well, and I've been trying to bring her back to the airwaves because she has such a great message and very sharp lady. She's all over the smart meter thing, and she did tell me her story of being targeted, and it did put a little fear into her, so she stepped back for a little while. I'm hoping at some point in time she'll come back to the mic.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that she's alive. I hope maybe you could get her on your show because I spoke with Virginia Farber, and she was concerned about Deborah, and Virginia lost her son. I'm being targeted by microwave cell towers, electromagnetic frequencies, and this is real. It's really going on. I've been calling a Monday through Friday, I've been calling in the evenings, listening to a prayer conference call with other TIs, targeted individuals like myself, and they are torturing people. Many people have internal bleeding in their organs from torturing. There's been people like my dad. My dad was targeted and killed. My dad did not know years back that, because my dad was an engineer, and he didn't know years back that Lockheed and McDonnell Douglas are connected to DARPA. And years after my dad stopped working, they gave, I can't prove this, but I do believe that he was targeted, and they can give a person a heart attack in their own home. And they killed my dad and gave him a heart attack.
Yeah.
And
hey, Thomas, we kind of need to get back on topic here. I appreciate your comments, but I need to kind of get back on topic, okay?
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it. Hey,
okay.
thank you for your call. You got it. Thank you. Well, I'm not sure about Donald Trump and the devil. I do believe he's controlled by the deep state. That's actually an interesting term now, the deep state. And actually, mainstream media actually mentioned that, but they don't talk about it too often. But it has come up before, the deep state. Who is the deep state? I think the deep state's always been there. I think it's always been there. I knew it growing up when I was doing my investigative work on the JFK assassination. I understood it to be called a shadow government. Now they call it deep state. Who knows what? 5 years from now, they'll call it something else. I don't know. But the president is just a figurehead, I'm pretty sure. That's our situation here. And I'll go into that topic a little later. I had some suggestions that I thought what Donald Trump should have done, and he has not done. Ron McDonald and I talked about this, and normally what you do is an overhaul. So we can go into that a little later. But we're talking about the Sergeant Bergdahl case. So we get a guy that's mentally ill, supposedly, before going in the military. He goes in the military, probably progresses and gets worse. Walks off a military base, which you got to be out of your mind to do that. So, and held captive, they send out a troop of five individuals to recover him, bring him back, save him. One dies in the mission itself, and then basically he's a hero. He's not a hero. He's a traitor now. Now we'll prosecute, go to prison forever or death sentence. Now discharge him. Bad conduct. End of the story. And like I said, he's been targeted now as he's labeled, just like as a convict coming out of prison. So I understand that his attorney is going to appeal that decision of bad conduct, and not only because of the reputation, but he's also entitled to benefits as he did 9 years in the military. So we're going into that situation of lowering the bar of standards, acceptability, and creating these problems that we later on pass off to the individual when it actually is the establishment themselves. And if the military dropped the ball and the Pentagon dropped the ball because they said we need more recruits, then why are we crucifying this young man who actually is mentally ill and should be getting some treatment instead of prison time, or in this case, a label there where nobody will ever hire this individual? Sad situation. But the circle of people I connect with on a daily basis, the Tea Time people, every evening at 5, they were basically saying he should be hanged, should serve prison time. And it didn't help probably prior to going to trial that our own president stepped in, and he shouldn't have. He should have never spoke up at all. But, you know, calling Sergeant Bergdahl a dirty, rotten traitor, I think that's what it was, dirty, rotten traitor, doesn't help the situation because he doesn't know the whole story anyway. He gets bits and pieces, and I'm not so sure that Donald Trump has the best advisors around him. And I wanted to talk about that a little later also. And of why he's not succeeding. At least in my eyes, he is not. He's talked an A game, and I see C's on the report card pretty much all over the report card. So I'm not happy. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of tired of every 4 years voting for the lesser of two evils because you're still voting for evil. Never been happy with the guy. I didn't like him when he had his show, The Apprentice. I thought he was arrogant. So, you know, I'm not really surprised. I don't think that's an act. I think he's kind of like Simon Cowell from The American Idol. He just says what he wants to say. He can do it because he has money, he has power behind him. Not the kind of person you really want running the country and to be meeting with other foreign leaders. Quite opposite of what he spoke about on his campaign trail of, you know, working with other world leaders, commerce, America first. But sure does step on a lot of toes. Right now, currently, I guess he's finishing up his last stage of his run at in Asia, in Vietnam, meeting with world leaders there. And I looked at our paper today. The Orlando Sentinel showed Donald Trump shaking hands with the foreign leaders, some of the foreign leaders in Vietnam. And I had to wonder to myself that, is it possible to forget the past? And I'm talking about Vietnam itself and what the United States did, dropping bombs, napalm, Agent Orange, all those problems, destroying this country, this land, the targeting of innocent people, My Lai massacre, the atrocities that happened in Vietnam. Do you ever really forget that? Can you forgive that? You know, I don't hold the people responsible for these atrocities. I do hold the person accountable and my government for starting the war and the conflict. As you know, we don't have wars anymore. We have conflicts because conflicts bypass the Congress. Only Congress can declare a war. Conflicts, a president can say it's a conflict and send troops. That's got to change. That has to change. We are a nation at war. We've been at war for a long time. And it's got to change. We just can't continue on this path. You know, all our country is acting, our government's acting like an empire. And we know all empires do finally fall, collapse. In time, they all collapse. So we should have taken warning from Russia when Russia collapsed because of all the money they put into their military-industrial complex and their infrastructure folded. It's possible it could happen here, too. I mean, look around you. Your bridges, your roads are terrible. And I can tell you in California, some of the worst roads I've ever seen in my life. And taxes are high. The kids aren't getting the money for schools. I have them knocking on my door asking for money. That shouldn't happen. And by the way, their taxes are going up again more. And a part of it will be the reconstruction from the North California fires. So Ron McDonald, if you're listening, please think about it. Move down here to God's waiting room. That's what John Stadler calls it. So was that the right decision? Was that the right decision with Sergeant Bergdahl? I feel sorry for the guy. Like I said, I didn't look at that one until my wife had mentioned, well, what if he was really mentally ill? I don't know. Well, we move on to other topics. The phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. I should do a plug for, we are doing a fun drive. We always are, seems like. Trying to stay on the airs, make sure we can keep delivering you all this great information, all the hosts from the network here. So you can send your check to Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or you can call 1-800-724-2917, extension 3. Talk to Julie over there. Or you can do it from the website at republicbroadcasting.org. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we count down what else we got to work on here. There's so many things going on here. Let's see. I wrote a lot of stuff up last couple of days. Since nobody seems to want to talk about the Sergeant Bergdahl situation. I mentioned about what Donald Trump probably should have done when he first got in office. Kind of like a baseball team. When you're building a team, it takes years and years to build a team. But we don't have that many years really to do that with a president. But what the president of the United States actually has, though, is the ability to find the sharpest, the brightest individuals on every topic you can think of: financial, education, health, housing. There are so many smart people out there, intelligent people out there. So think about that. We'll come right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Thank you.
We're back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. So we're talking about Donald Trump building the team, the perfect coalition, the perfect team to get something done and drain the swamp. You don't hear that term anymore. Drain the swamp. So if you have the brightest, the sharpest people out there at your disposal, you can bring on your team. Why didn't you do it? And why did you keep prior staff from the Obama administration on your team, crossing your fingers of loyalty? I'm not sure why somebody would do that, because when you're building a team, you want the best, the sharpest, but you want the loyalty also. And that was the first mistake that I actually saw Donald Trump do. And keeping some of these Obama people around, that was a very stupid move. You know, what's funny is that he's treating this presidency so different than he has for his reality TV show, The Apprentice. He would not keep these people if they were not producers. Flat out, you produce, you get the job. You don't produce, you're fired. Remember that term, you're fired. So why is it so hard to take that philosophy he had for his show to his presidency and build the perfect team? Now, I always believe in finding the right people for the right job. It works in the hospital. It works pretty much in every field you're ever going to be in. So why is Ben Carson not the Surgeon General? Why is he in charge of housing and urban development? Kind of a stupid thing to do, wouldn't you think? Just to take somebody who has an expertise in medicine. He's a cardiac surgeon, for God's sakes. Why wouldn't you take him with his expertise in medicine and put him in a field where he could do some good as a surgeon general? Makes no sense. I mean, you wouldn't have a plumber do the wiring in your house, would you? No, you'd have an electrician do that. The plumber does the plumbing. I'm not sure what's going on here. And, we talk about the deep state, and it's not really mentioned all that much anymore, but they evidently are running the show, and he's simply a figurehead in the Oval Office, which is sad because we deserve a lot better than that. We really do. You know, I had a little theory, a plan that I'll share with you after the break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
Noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.